Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
What it do, world? Is 901 where I'm coming from, which is live from Tampa. It's your hip hop informer, that dude TM Hyman. Hey, welcome to the Friday Night Cypher. What's going on? How was your week? Hope all is well. Congratulations to those who got promotions this week. I'm thinking positive. I'm thinking people getting promoted. I'm thinking people coming up. Congrats to folks who closed on houses this week. Congrats on folks who, rode off the lot with new whips this week. I'm just thinking good things are happening out there. Hey, welcome to the Cypher. You know what we do on Fridays. We rock out to the Friday night jam section. Of course, we recap the week in news and entertainment. After this, I know Hot Chocolate is always stepping up in the studio. Big up to that dude, St. James and Madam C. No Boston. Here we go.
Yo, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
classic throwback right there. Yo, we love them TLC. Big up to Lisa Left Eye Lopez. We still love you. We miss you, baby. What's going on? You inside the Friday Night Cypher, that dude, T.M. Hyman. Hey, welcome to the party. Y'all know what we do on Friday nights. We rock out to old school, new school, all hip-hop all the time. All the way live from that place that's quite small on the map. In the state of Florida. But it's hot tonight because she's there. Give it up, hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Yes, people, it is a mere blip on the Florida map or the Central Florida map or even the Hillsborough, Florida map. But it's hot because I'm here. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? Happy Friday.
What is popping? All is well. Hope your week went well.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Ready for the holidays, that, ready for some of Mom's home cooking, too.
What it is, no doubt. I'm ready to rock out. I'm headed back up north. Again, man, just the extreme week up north in D.C. this week. Learned a lot, met a lot of people. 28 organizations across the country all shared a whopping $26 million, brought $1 million back to Hillsborough County through the Tampa Bay Academy of Hope. We are working with youth between the ages of 16 to 24, helping them to get back in school if they've dropped out, get their GED, as well as get a certification in one of five areas they can pick and choose. We're going to help to pay, not even help, we're going to pay for or get some assistance to get them through. But regardless, they won't have to pay. And then get them placed in a job. That's all a part of President Obama's agenda. Read and really understand what's going on. Don't feed into what the media has you to think about our president. He's really making some things happen for the people. Folks, this is reform. Wake up to what's going on in America. This is reform. All because of President Obama. Understand, when it comes to health care, no president has been able to touch health care since the early 60s. This is reform, and it's scary to a lot of people. But guess what? People who would never have insurance is going to have insurance for the first time. I'm just saying.
That's what's up. That is the closest that I think we are ever going to be to mirror what Canada currently has in the way of health care. And I think whatever their plan is, however they have it structured and set up, it's wildly successful in the way of people who can't afford it being able to get the health care that they need.
See, one thing about Americans, they say it in other parts of the world, and it's very true. We are very selfish. We're very greedy. And this was the president's attempt to balance this thing out because no other president will ever really try to balance things out. And so big up to the president. He's taking a lot of heat. He's getting beat up. But we appreciate you, Mr. President. You're inside the Friday Night Cypher. It is a party. So let's keep the party cracking. We'll be right back.
Bring that back. Yeah. Out of here, man. Turn my mic up, man. I need it loud.
First the fat boy break up, then dip set makeup. You got a problem with hoes. 15 years later, are we greater? Couple new skyscrapers, and people still waiting for hoes. New York got songs. They say the unity is lost. The critics pointing fingers. Is it 50 Cent fault that we on a down slope? What happened to the East Coast? Do we blame it on the music? Should we blame Ebro? The OGs looking for that 90s rap era, but these young kids screaming them Young Money letters. What are you supposed to do? I don't have the slightest clue. When you trying to keep it real, but being real ain't really cool. Want the truth to be exposed. I don't judge a man's clothes, but these babies wearing skirts, and you tell me that it's dope. I ain't hating, I'm just saying, I'm just speaking how I feel. Ex-con, off a rap, I done touched a couple mil, man. It is getting crazy, it'll make you go bananas.
like Atlantis. I try to mind my business, but they push me to the edge and shoot. Heard in New York news to say New York was irrelevant. Yeah! What happened to my city, man? What happened to my city, man? What happened to my city? Nobody give up, cause ain't no love up in my city now. What happened to my city, man? What happened to my city, man? What happened to my city? Nobody give up, cause ain't no love up in my city now. Guess I'm caught up in my feelings, cause I just can't just sit and watch these niggas crush our buildings. I'm so confused at times about what should be my mission, cause I just gave up my girl for a stripper, that's religious. Hope the DJ play my record, yeah, he gon' play my record. If I rap like this and rap like that, he gon' pay attention. When I cook it, bake it, cut it, swag it, twerk, 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 twerk. He gon' play it, he gon' play it. When rappers in the shot, they get they passes from the folk. When they come to New York City, they do anything they want. How I'm supposed to move? What the fuck would Biggie do? Should I confiscate they change? Should I make these niggas food? And I'm thinking to myself, it ain't them, it is us. Cause we destroy each other, we don't support us. We supposed to be the team, but we not, we look sweet. So why you think these feel free to claim king? And I know they gon' try to mix it up and say I'm angry, but I've been riding foreign since 09, I get plenty. I'm just saying what these scared to say, but this how they feel. Niggas in my city scared to say, but this how they feel. Dreams of stack bundles, dying for the shoot. I called up Kiss, he said he's tired of the shoot.
Hey, yo, Kiss.
Yeah, we was playing chess. 90s, 90s playing cards. It's a shame, cause the strippers is the new A&Rs. Like, what happened to my city? Like, what happened to the bars? Get yourself a rollie and you automatically a star. Shoot a couple cheap videos, get on a couple blogs. Once you get the smoke and mirrors, you can blend in with the fog. You can get yourself a deal, you can get yourself a date. Get a beat from Mike Will, get a hook and verse from Drake. Probably both be on my album, so don't try to call it hate. I just call it how it is, cause I'm the opposite of fake. Word of Hot 97, word of Power 105. Every seldom will you hear anybody from NY. They was used to breaking records, yeah, now they chasing records. If they can't bounce to it, ain't no need to make the record. Wait a second, I thought this was the Mecca, home of the 1-2 Mike Checker. Rapping different, dressing different, born and raised here, but you reppin' different.
What happened to my city nukes? I knew he was out of pocket, man, when the DJ told me, he said, listen, my nukes, you gave it to him first, so if I play, I'ma look like a juke rider.
What?
Then another nukes told me, I got you, homie, but I can't play your shit before I play mine. I'm saying, like, you the artist. There's something wrong, my brother. I'm telling you, my nigga. We all need to look in the mirror, my nigga. This our city, homie. For real. It's everybody's fault. Real talk, man. But we get on some bullshit and start civilizing some of you savage new. And head of God.
You are listening to the best edit, providing you with quality entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
Yes, we are that team, TM Hyman Radio, and we are back, the general himself, TM Hyman.
What up?
Me, your girl, Hot Chocolate. It is 9:15 p.m., and you are with us in the Friday Night Cypher. And if you would like to advertise your business or product here on TM Hyman Radio, shoot us an email at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Someone will get right back with you to let you know the particulars. Again, we are TM Hyman Radio. So, TM, I want to know what type of sights you saw when you were in D.C. Handling your BI when you were on your off time.
Off time. Bus boys
sure
and Poe.
Much of it,
no, not a whole lot. But Bus Boys and Poets, Definitely. So if anybody knows anything about Langston Hughes, there is a restaurant, lounge, bookstore that is, I'm thinking Starbucks, you know, pimped out. Starbucks, like, pimped out Starbucks, that's all I'll say. But very urban, but it's a dedication to Langston Hughes. It's called Bus Boys and Poets. Look it up, stop past.
Nice.
The best food, you know, that you ever want to experience. I went to a seafood restaurant in Georgetown that was supposed to be the best in the city. It turned out not to be the best in the city. Nice little quaint, you know, chic, you know, environment, you know, real classy, you know, over $100. It was just two of us. I asked for a crab cake with my meal, which was supposed to be the primary, you know, of the entree. He talked me into some fish. By the time I had actually went halfway through the meal, I realized my crab cake was not on the plate.
Oh, no.
But I was somehow hypnotized by this fish that offered me, and I was distracted. However, not that good, but nevertheless, the trip, I was able to stop past the White House. I was able to stop past the Capitol. I was primarily at the Department of Labor. You know, went to a couple of places in between, but a good couple of days in D.C., very productive. But the highlight probably was Bus Boys and Poets. I say that because I ended up eating there twice out of the 4 days that I was there. Bus Boys and Poets.
Nice. Now, speaking of the White House, can we just, I know we generally don't do this, but can we talk about scandal real quick? Because I'm so caught up, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I have to wait 2 weeks for the season, the winter season now.
I did see the Twitter feed and the Facebook feed on fire about scandal last night. I don't really watch it, but just looking at people's comments, clearly something was going on with Fitz, and I don't even know who Fitz is.
TM, I need you really to catch up. Like, I promise you, if you just take a moment to catch up, you will be hooked. Oh, Lord. My gladiators out there, I know you know. I know you can feel me. I know we're all going to go through with all here after next week.
Enlighten.
Okay. In a nutshell, Scandal, the show, is a fictitious show about basically scandals that go on in a White House setting. The president, his wife, are Caucasian characters. However, his cleanup person, or the person who kind of handles all of the melee with anybody in the White House, or, you know, anyone of any real political power or significance, is Olivia Pope, and that is his scandalous tryst romp. I can't even really, oh man, it's just so awesome. But Fitz is the president. I opened up the wrong can of worms, because I can't really share with you or get you to where I need you to be to really understand why I'm going so crazy or why the world is going so crazy right now. But just trust me, if you have not checked out Scandal in its entirety as far as the series, I strongly encourage you to do so. I think if you have any sort of cable service that has an on-demand feature, you can go back and watch the episodes on ABC. BET also runs the rerun from the prior week, so the show that was on last night will air next week on Wednesday, I believe. It's definitely worth catching up. The writer, producer, creator, Shonda Rhimes she has definitely hit a home run out of the park. Miss Rhimes, we're not worthy. You're just so awesome. I would love to meet her and pick her brain to see how she came up with this concept for this show. It is amazing. And she's also the creator of Grey's Anatomy, by the way. So if you watch Grey's Anatomy, then you know what you're in for.
I'm thinking I'm surrounded by enough scandal. I don't need to watch people's scandal because I see scandal all around me, but, you know, whatever floats
Listen,
your boat.
You think you see scandal. This type of scandal out here that's going on, woo-hoo! I don't even know if it can compare to the scandal that she has running around in her brain.
No, anytime you're talking about the president, I'm thinking you're talking about the president of the United States, right?
Yes, absolutely. And Kerry Washington's character is Olivia Pope. So that's just where the scandal begins.
Wow.
Right.
All right.
Your mouth is open. I know. Just at the thought of Kerry Washington,
I mean,
I know.
Well, we'll be back.
The red hours that we've reached a climax. We're together, now we're undone. We'll commit, so we choose to run away. Off the ground, love is the ground that keeps raining down. Where are you now when I need you around? I'm on my knees, but it seems we're going nowhere since we've reached a climax. It wasn't enough. You get upset. We argue too much. We made a mess of what it used to be love. So why do I care? I care at all.
TM Hyman Radio Live.
Boom.
There you go. We both on it. 9:25 p.m. here in Itty Bitty. Yes. We're clashing on the mic, people, but that just means we're both on time. It is, again, 9:25 p.m., 3:25 a.m. in the place that I like to say that I'm going to visit that is most exotic and on my wish list, Dubai. I am going to get there soon. We are that Team TM Hyman Radio, the General himself, TM, I am Hot Chocolate. We are missing Fave James, Madam CeeLo Boss, and Nokio the Entity. But if you would like to submit your original music for our Monday A&R session with Grammy Award-winning artist and producer Nokio from Drew Hill Live here on TM Hyman Radio, email your MP3 file to tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. We'll send you an email confirmation once received. We are, again, that network, TM Hyman Radio. And a little bit of solemn, somber news and realism to deal with. We are approaching the 50th anniversary of President John F. Kennedy's death, which would have been 50 years ago tomorrow. U.S. President John F. Kennedy was remembered as a transcendent leader of rising nation at a ceremony in Dallas today, the 50th anniversary of his assassination. While bitterness remained for many who disbelieved the official story of how he died, there's a lot of, talk and conspiracy that his assassination was not just carried out by the one person who was ultimately tried and convicted for it, Lee Harvey Oswald. I don't really know how I feel about that. That was a few years before my time. Yes, the Honorable Lady Eloise was not born when JFK was assassinated. I was born after. In my upbringing and, you know, going through school, I've always heard, you know, that underlying tone of conspiracy that they really didn't believe that Lee Harvey Oswald could have carried out something like that by himself. I don't really know how I feel about that. I mean, anything is possible, to tell you the truth, but what's your take on that, TM?
I've kind of seen some pictures surrounding the whole JFK assassination. I've read a few books surrounding it, and I think it's questionable. I think at the end of the day, anyone who kills the president, I retract that. When the president is killed, it's so serious, someone has to pay. And so I don't know if he was the fall guy, if he was such a suspect that it just made sense to them at that time. I mean, but we know in America, you know, there's been many people that's been locked up erroneously. We know that has happened. And because we know that has happened, it's possible that he could have not done it. But, you know, I don't know enough. I don't think we know enough. And it's always, you know, someone's perspective based on, you know, another point of view or another just that perspective. We all have, you know, based on how we comprehend, how we see, you know, facts, research, you know, and so some people go much deeper, which gives them a different perspective. I really haven't gone that deep when it comes to, you know, the JFK assassination. I can tell you referencing JFK takes me back just this week as I stood on the National Mall for Dr. Martin Luther King. And so how could I leave out the fact that one of the things that I did during my downtime was visit the National Mall. And I even posted, you know, and I think you saw a picture of, you know, this unbelievable statue of Dr. Martin Luther King, which is straight concrete, but it looks so real. I mean, this is a concrete statue, but this, he looks so real, you could see him. And you could see, again, just like the fullness of his lips and his nose and his eyes. They chiseled him out in this concrete, and it's on the National Mall, giving him honor. And so, again, we have to pause at times and really recognize people and what's been done in this country. I know at this particular hour it doesn't seem like it's all good, but when it's not all good, then we have to stand up and do something. And so even going to these places a lot of time is very empowering and inspiring. And so I took pictures, and I even posted, I'm not sure if you saw today, something that I thought Martin Luther King actually, excuse me, Dr. Martin Luther King, I thought he actually quoted it. But it was a reference of, and I think maybe it's actual, possibly even a scripture,
it's not in the Bible, but maybe he quoted it, but it's biblical, that darkness can't drive out darkness, only light can drive out darkness. And then it said hate can't drive out hate, only love can drive out hate. I'm thinking that's probably scripture, but I thought actual Dr. Martin Luther King, I thought that was his words.
Yeah, I did see that post. I'm not sure if that's scripture or something that he quoted either. I do remember him saying it, but I'm not sure where it's derived from.
Yeah, definitely. And so, it is the cipher. So, we're going to keep it moving. But I think we're talking good when we start to reflect and reminisce, because we really can't walk into our future without really knowing our past.
Sure.
Rap to you real quick. I want to enjoy the luxury of like not knowing each other for real. Hold up.
Load a flower bomb, firefly. When I'm low, she take me high. I can teach you all the sounds of love.
Flower bomb, let me guess your favorite fragrance. And you got that bomb. I'm trying detonate you. No disrespecting, baby. Just trying to make you smile. Try to keep my spirits up. That's why I lay this down. Try to keep your spirits up. Lil vodka, whatever. Took it forever to get dressed. I acknowledge your effort. So I clap for her. She deserves an applause. Shawty working so hard. She deserves that baton. Shawty wear your baton. Racing through my mind like she heard that. I got that work. I heard that she been on strike. Care to tell? I read your mind. She been on them dollars first. Caramel, macchiatos. When Shawty get in the work, I can be your boyfriend, be your nigga, or a friend with perks. I'm just trying to work that. They just trying to work your nerves. I'm just trying to read your mind. I'm just trying to feed you mine. I'm just trying to give you light. They just trying to
live in a fantasy. I feel it when you dance. You need to be my lady, my baby, yeah. Can't you see I'm talking about eternity? Tell me, would you care to be my lady, my baby?
Flower mom, can I blow up on your mind? This is not no Sandra Bull, but your potion number 9. Navigating through her eyes, destination to her thighs. And I hate to tell you too much, cause I stay with too much pride. And we way too young to know love, maybe not, but we don't need no rush. Don't believe in love at first sight, but believe in love at first. Can I be with you just one night? I can wear you out inside. I can tell you like persistence, but I make you come and try. I just think we need one night, can't decide if I can't right. Easy baby, my thing tight, but that lotus flower just ain't right. I ain't thinking I ain't right, can't decide but I can't fight. Easy baby, you the bomb and all, but I be damned if I did not land mine. Or at least try, can I speak up, or is it peace out? Can we eat lunch, can we take shots with your flavor? Flat drinks, we call 8 cups. I just think I need one night, slightly more if it's done right. With that gorgeous face, I don't know your name. It ain't important, babe, cause I'ma call you mine.
Wow. I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby, yeah. Can't you see I'm talking about eternity? Tell me, would you care to be my lady, my baby?
Hyman Radio Live, and that was Wale's song to me, featuring Miguel Lotus Flower.
A girl can dream, can't she? A girl can dream.
What? I'm trying to tell y'all, they lined up in my mind. I'm telling you. I'm confused. Happy Friday. Yeah.
No doubt. We missed you, Bossy.
Cipher. Thank you. Thank you very much. I miss me too sometimes. But, no, I really appreciate it. And, Dee Dee, you and I, though, like, we just came in back to back. Like, Thelma and Louise. What's going on, Maraguay, out there in Virginia land?
Not much, George. Holding it down here, doing my thing. Getting ready for the big ain't Turkey Day for me. We're going to call this Ham Day. I don't eat turkey on Thanksgiving. Call this a big pork day.
You don't eat turkey on Thanksgiving?
I don't eat turkey, period. But I do eat that. I eat chicken. Yeah, pork, that particular piece of poultry is not one of my favorites. I don't eat turkey, but I do love the chicken. I don't eat much pork, but I do love my chicken.
Well, I can tell y'all that my Duke is already in here chefing up stuff, and I have been dubbed the designated taster and have already been able to sample the greens, them collards that's going to be on the table on next Thursday. So she's ahead of the game, and I'm ahead of my fatness. So I will be walking an extra mile every day.
Hot chocolate. What I say on Win, Hump Day wins the health and wellness segment. Everything in what?
Everything in moderation. Everything in moderation.
Okay.
She did only give me about three spoonfuls, but, you know, still.
Ooh,
yeah. Green.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited. I just want potato salad because I know who's making it. Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
She said because she knows who's making
salad.
It.
Yeah. Oh, I don't play. Let me tell you something. I do not play when it comes to my food, but definitely like salads and stuff like that, like the setting food like mayonnaise. Oh, yeah, I don't play with those. That got to taste right. It got to taste like somebody's grandma that's been cooking for a while has made the yellow kind. Yeah.
Right.
The sweet. Yes, sweet yellow. Yes,
with
not
sweet
that
relish.
Y'all sound like two big girls about to throw that.
You already know I'm chubby inside and have always been. You don't remember
y'all
me going?
Y'all got to stop it.
Hey,
I'm
about
fat girl
food
inside,
like sex.
Really?
Hold on, Tim, how in the family? Let me ask y'all a question. Since we all been family before the TM Hyman Radio, we've been family for a minute. I'm pretty sure the world doesn't know that we all know one another in a previous lifetime. But guess who I ran across in my path? I know y'all always love this person. I'm not going to leave y'all hanging and make y'all guess, so I'll just tell you. Jackie Tatum, do y'all remember that person?
Yes, I remember her out, too.
Yeah,
wet
definitely.
Hair.
Yeah, I ran across her on election day down here in Cheesy Peasy when I was at the gym getting it in. And I said, what in the world? You want to know something? She still got a cherry curl, y'all.
I don't doubt it.
Wow.
He held on to that thing. Okay,
wow.
And that brown leather jacket. That brown leather jacket.
Hold on, and the gray suit. You know, she kept a gray suit on, and she had on
what?
A gray suit.
Hey,
she did not.
I ain't going to take it. Yes, she did. If you had to look at her every single day, you would have remembered, too. Like, so, and I was in her office too much. Okay, you would have thought I was her assistant.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to tell y'all that.
You all are not going to believe that. See, Dee Dee, that was a great segue into a blast from the past relationship, talking about family. We all knowing each other. Now, you talking about you and Dee Dee coming in, Dee Dee and CeeLo coming in like Bonnie and Clyde. Now,
right.
You said Thelma and Louise. Thelma and Louise. Now, Clyde just entered the building. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know this is our family, Mr. Bobby John.
Woo!
Bobby!
What's going on, team? What's going on?
How you
That's
doing?
My fellow Sagittarian brother right there. All right.
Better
Bobby.
Believe it. Better believe it.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
I know that's right.
Yes.
Hey, we rocking tonight. Hey, let's do this. Let's take a break. Let's take a break. Let's come back. We're going to talk to Mr. Bobby John right here live, TM Hyman Radio. Y'all know if Bobby's in the building, he got something to say.
Oh, yeah.
TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live.
Talk
Radio.
TM Hyman Radio.
TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Radio Show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live.
Jose.
No. Can't play no games with these, 'cause they
play no games with these bitches. They treat me like I'm Tony. Can't play no game with these. No. Can't play no game with these. Can't play no games with these. Can't play no games. Walking through the club, only salute the real, real. Ain't no bottles on your table, but boy, go get your guava. Pose on credit, credit, so you can't pay her the mind.
No,
bought a house, he can't afford to run a mile. I want holy fields, I run the game, not just the style. Bow down to the biggest, barely I be spinning. Counting all the paper, no games with these put niggas. Doubling, we popping, shopping, buying new clothes. Heard your shit keep flopping, and your grip got flow clothes.
Years at Coleman. Yeah.
Okay.
A lot.
We all had our favorites, I'm sure, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, some good
real
things
talk,
going on, though.
Real things going on. Real talk, real people, real times. We are the TM Hobbin Radio Network. Hey,
no
bro, tell us what you got. Tell us what you into. I just left D.C., and I know you
you all up in what's popping in D.C. right now, even though we down here in Florida. What you got?
Well, you're absolutely right, T. I mean, when we talk about what's hot in D.C., it's what's hot in, you know, Arizona and New York and everywhere in between. We're talking about Affordable Care Act and really, you know, what's really on the tip of the tongues of pretty much all Americans right now and the nation, just really focusing on the efforts of trying to get as many Americans covered under the Affordable Care Act plans in the marketplace, which jumped off, started October 1st as far as the ability to enroll into the marketplace plans. But more specifically here in Florida, the ability for me to assist in with the enrollment of Floridians and really starting to get involved more so with that effort of helping them understand the Affordable Care Act and how it can benefit them, and more so getting them enrolled and assisting in the enrollment. So that's really a hot topic, as we mentioned, you know, nationwide. But, you know, more specifically, what I'm doing right now is actually starting an organization or part of an organization that's responsible for that initiative of trying to get as many people enrolled into the Affordable Care Act and the marketplace plan. So that's what I'm driving towards. That's what I want to let you know, and everybody, all your listeners know as well, that's, you know, what it's about right now. It's taking advantage of the law of the land, which is the Affordable Care Act, and gaining health care and health coverage for individuals who have never had it before, couldn't afford it, or for any other reason. Now's the time, and by law, you know, there is a requirement to have that coverage, and by December 15th, you're to enroll in order to be covered by January 1st. And there's some other timelines and other things that we'd definitely love to share with you. When I say we, I mean via the TM Hyman radio show, would definitely like to be a vessel in terms of helping spread that information and have your listeners kind of, you know, tune in and to further announcements and developments, as well as try to see if we can, you know, get some things, some interesting and fun ways to spread that information. So, you know, maybe you guys can help me with that.
Yeah, and so, but I don't want to cut you off, but I want to get in some real questions right now, because for me, Obamacare is a little confusing. It's a little conflicting based on what's in the media right now. So, team, do you have specific questions that you can ask right now? Because I mean, again, he's certified. He's gone through the training. He understands Obamacare, and he's facilitating it now. Do you all have questions about insurance?
I do. Okay, I have two. My first question is, I have a younger son, 22 years old, who is in college, and I had to get insurance for him. Now, his son status with me is a little complicated because he's not my biological child. He's actually my son's younger brother. They share the same father. However, you know, I claim him as my own. So in doing that, again, I had to get medical coverage for him in order for him to be eligible to stay on his college basketball team, because his tuition this year, because they are under a different school.
The question is,
can he keep that same insurance, and can I keep that same pricing, or do I still have to enroll him in something under Obamacare because it's only good for the school year?
All right, excellent question. And there's a couple of mini answers involved there and some information that might be helpful to a lot of the listeners as well. One of the major changes with the Affordable Care Act, and when we talk about Affordable Care Act, we're talking about the reformation of health care laws and the law of the land as far as healthcare is concerned and the way it was run. Now we have the ability to have our children, I'll call them children, even though we're talking about 22-year-olds, 23-year-olds, even all the way up to 25 years old, now being able to be covered under their parents' healthcare programs or insurance. That's a significant change, and that change has been incorporated for a number of factors. One may very well include the fact that, well, while these kids are still in college, that doesn't mean that they can handle the responsibility of health care. So this gives them an opportunity to focus on their schooling and not necessarily have to get part-time jobs or anything like that just to afford simple health care to manage their needs, especially in the case of your son being an athlete, even more essential and more prone to the possibility of injury, so or more necessity to have health care. Now, to answer the other part of the question was, you know, do you have to get in the Obamacare plan, or as we refer to as a marketplace plan? No, you do not have to, and I think that's where a lot of Americans are kind of, you know, confused about it. Although you're required to have health care, it does not necessarily mean you have to have a marketplace plan. If you have already have what's known as credible insurance, and credible insurance is something that just includes some of the basic essential health benefits that are also included in the marketplace plans but are being required of all of the health insurance companies out there to at least have these minimum standards or minimal essential health benefits so that they're meeting a minimum standard of care, and they know that although the price may be less or even the same or even more, it's meeting the health care needs of the public. So that's what I mean by essential health care benefits.
Yeah. I won't cut you off, bro, but let's do this. What's the name of the company?
Well, the company name is Urban Health Network. Now, that's the name of the company, and you can definitely reach out with any specific questions. As you see, a lot of these explanations are not that simple. So feel free to email me directly at rjohn, that's R-J-O-H-N, at healthcaresimplified.us. Again, that's rjohn at healthcaresimplified.us. And
hang out with us for a minute. We'll be right back. Hey, you're in tune to TMI Radio Live. You'll see it's not a game. D2. We'll be right back. Maybe.
Life has got to be
all
like
line,
this.
You won't.
It's got to keep going on.
I've been in several things. I was in the drug business and I was in the oil business, but I'm not the one now. I have my own little business on the side, a sort of sideline.
Benjamin Franklin's field, hold it just for the thrill. Go numb until I can't feel. All my top just peel. Stock market just crash. Now I'm just a bill. History don't repeat itself, it rhymes. 1929 steel. Right like Mark Twain, Jake Gassy, I pop bang. Yellow car, yellow gold like Flick Rick. Steel tips on 4-4s, 4-4s at the 4-0, with 4-0. Dollars fall on the skin, some might call us in. Politicians all move for money, what the hell are we calling them? Low life, I'm crawling out, 9-11, I'm postured out. Y'all niggas all hypocrites, y'all know what this shit is all about. $100 bill, real.
He's a crook, George. He's full of those parties the papers were always talking about. Well, I didn't want you to think I was just some nobody. We were born different. It's in our blood.
New heroines, new Marylands, move coke through Maryland, through Easton, oh you beastin', move fat, tax, Jack Gleason, the honey was over with the street shit, we see my kids on the weekend, Carter, new Kennedy, no ordinary Joe, you will remember me, no prohibition from a coalition, Colin Powell, general admission, you are welcome, new Malcolm, or the talcum, by any means, AK looking at the window screen, let's get it on, new Marvin, who wanna become a 100 problem? Semi-automatic or revolver. Semi-automatic, I solve them. Einstein, my mind, just MC. Move white squares with my relatives. That cheese made us constipated, you couldn't tell us shit. Took that Taylor Swift to 100 fucking million. Bitch! I'ma let y'all continue, buddy.
Steven, I'm on Radio Live. It's not Friday Night Cypher. About 5 minutes left in the show. We rocking out. It's the Friday night jam session. Madam CeeLo Boston, DD Live out of VA tonight. Hot chocolate, Plant City, that dude TM. Hey, and Bob John swinging past, talking about Obamacare. Let me tell y'all, again, very serious, serious, serious time in American history. Reform is what's taking place right now. Bob just dropped a few jewels. Your contact information, again, if folks are looking to I think you have a couple of events going on as well, some new activities that people can get connected to, right?
And that's what we're looking to do, Terrence. We're trying to go out to the communities, to churches, you know, any event, anywhere that we can spread the word and assist the community, just the same as we want to create some exciting ways in which to get the community involved with healthcare and also looking at enrolling. So absolutely, we'll be coming to places hopefully in Virginia and like I said, you know, definitely covering Florida from the top to the bottom. So definitely keep your eyes out open for our Urban Health Network in association with any event that we can do with partners out there that are looking to spread that word and help the community.
Yeah, email one more time.
That's going to be rjohn@healthcaresimplified.us.
Hey, appreciate you, man. You got to come back and tell us really what's going on as things progress in healthcare and with Obamacare. You're welcome here anytime.
I'll be more than glad to. I got to get a fancy name too. You know, following up with the hot chocolate and the CeeLo Boston. Can't just say Bob John. We got to work that out. Maybe I'll come back with something fresh next time.
Hey, I'm not always hot chocolate. Sometimes I'm Lady Eloise. I'm bitter chocolate. I'm sour chocolate. Depends on my mood. Depends on what.
Exactly. I'm Kizzy. I'm the whitest white woman in America. I'm Kizzy. I'm Kizzy Sunshine. You know, I'm other words that they don't let me say on the radio sometimes. You know. We'll come up with one for you.
Yeah, well, Bobby John for now will work. We'll work on that though.
You gotta put a star in the middle of something.
I like that.
Yeah.
Hey, as we wrap this joint up, hey, what happened to Chris Brown this week? Did he just like have a meltdown?
Another one.
Oh yeah.
One of many.
Psychological assistance and psychiatric assistance can also be covered in some of the Obamacare plans that are out there in the marketplace, by the way.
We may want to go over that with the young G because he needs some couch time.
Well, I think he got his health care situation covered. He's going to be all right.
I think it's blown out of proportion.
Yeah, probably. Well, we're not going to spend any more time on it. Big up to First Lady Michelle Obama. Hanging out, answering real questions from real people today. Even a question of how the president ran game to even get her, before they even knew each other, how he ran game. It was pretty funny. We love the Obamas. Folks,
that's
we're out of here. We're back
Michelle.
Monday, 9 p.m. Monday, 9 p.m. Money Monday. Let's get out of here, folks.
Yes, well, whatever you do, do it well. And check y'all out on Monday. Yeah.
I guess for Save James, I'll say push-ups and shots or shots and push-ups. I'm not sure which order he want to say them in tonight. But we are that team. We are here for you, real people, real talk, real people, real time. T.M. Hyman Radio Network. He is the general. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, Dee Dee, our health and wellness expert, Toya, our finance expert, our guest tonight, Bobby John, giving us that information on Obamacare, and Nokia, the entity, our A&R expert. We will be back on Monday for Money Monday and our guest part two with Angus Black. We will see you then.
Yes.
It's that drop
again, everybody.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Tell her me ready, got to tell her again. And if she wants to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer. Now what's the plan now? Wind it to your gem now. Girl, I'm just saying now, gimme, yeah now. Oh, she a fan now, tell them how I ran down. So tell your friends how I made you say, ooh, damn, wow. Do that.
Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk